On the basis of the facts and legal arguments presented by the applicant, it respectfully requests the International Court of Justice to adjudge and declare. First, that it has jurisdiction over all the claims raised by the applicant, and there exists no bar to admissibility in respect of any of them. Second, that the respondent is responsible for violations of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. A, in that persons who, for whose conduct it is responsible committed genocide on the territory of the Republic of Croatia against members of the Croat ethnic group on that territory by killing members of the group, causing deliberate bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, with the intent to destroy that group in whole or in part, contrary to Article 2 of the Convention. B, in that persons for whose conduct it is responsible conspire to commit the acts of genocide referred to in paragraph A, were complicit in respect of those acts, attempted to commit further such acts of genocide, and incited others to commit such acts contrary to Article 3 of the Convention. C, in that aware that the acts of genocide referred to in paragraph A were being or would be committed, it failed to take any steps to prevent those acts contrary to Article 1 of the Convention. D, in that it has failed to bring to trial persons within its jurisdiction who are suspected on probable grounds of involvement in the acts of genocide referred to in paragraph A or in the other acts referred to in paragraph B, and is thus in continuing breach of Articles 1 and 4 of the Convention. E, that it has failed to conduct an effective investigation into the fate of Croatian citizens who are missing as a result of the genocidal acts referred to in paragraphs A and B, and is thus in continuing breach of Articles 1 and 4 of the Convention. Third, that as a consequence of its responsibility for these breaches of the Convention, the respondent is under the following obligations. A, to take immediate and effective steps to submit to trial before the appropriate judicial authority those citizens or other persons within its jurisdiction, including but not limited to the leadership of the JNA during the relevant time period, who are suspected on probable grounds of having committed acts of genocide as referred to in paragraph 1A, or any of the other acts referred to in paragraph 1B, and to ensure that those persons, if convicted, are duly punished for their crimes. B, to provide forthwith to the applicant all information within its possession or control as to the whereabouts of Croatian citizens who are missing as a result of the genocidal acts for which it is responsible, to investigate and generally to cooperate with the authorities of the applicant to jointly ascertain the whereabouts of the said missing persons or their remains. C, forthwith to return to the applicant all remaining items of cultural property within its jurisdictional control, which were seized in the course of the genocidal acts for which it is responsible. And D, to make reparation to the applicant in its own right and as parens patriae for its citizens for all damage and other loss or harm to person or property or to the economy of Croatia caused by the foregoing violations of international law, in a sum to be determined by the court in the subsequent phase of the proceedings in this case. The applicant reserves the right to introduce to the court a precise evaluation of the damages caused by the acts for which the respondent is held responsible.